This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Jesus Christ, in his departure after his resurrection, said, "Go unto all the world." That's where he spent his life. Do we somehow think today that that has changed? We're in Philippians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. We're visiting this passage once again. Paul the Apostle says, "Now I have given up everything else. I found it to be the only way to really know Christ and to experience the mighty power that brought him back to life again, and to find out what it means to suffer and to die with him. So whatever it takes, I'll be the one who lives in the fresh newness of life of those who are alive from the dead." This kind of unified life with Christ is really both an incredibly blessed life, but you need to know at the same time an incredibly costly life. Jesus, he saw miraculous healing, he saw joy, he saw renewal. But at the same time, he witnessed and experienced a lot of suffering. And you need to know today that that comes with the territory. Your salvation is indeed a free gift, but there is no free Christian living. If you want to know Jesus, I mean really know him, then you have to get onto the field and into the game. You're definitely going to get beat up, but man, you're also going to get to see the victories, the miraculous, the manifest power of God that happens right up close to the action. This passage, it speaks of a fellowship of suffering in the original language. Please note the word fellowship, because that obviously demands contact with him, but not just him, also his body, and that's the rest of us. 1 John 1, 6 and 7 clearly tells us that if we say that we have fellowship with him and we walk in the darkness, we lie and we don't tell the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So let's face it, there's no vertical relationship with God without a horizontal relationship with each other. Remember that all of this comes on the heels of men seeking God without cost, without inconvenience, without discomfort. They were doing it in Paul's day, and they're certainly doing it in ours. But you need to know today that this is clearly impossible. It's simply not going to happen. For this action position is where Jesus is. John chapter 5, verses 39 and 40 says, "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you'll have eternal life. And these are they which testify about me. Yet you will not come to me that you may have life." You search the scriptures, but you won't come to me. We fail to understand the most basic and crucial aspects of Christianity. Unless we come to him, unless we share in his death, we cannot share in his life. This dying, it is essentially the salvation experience. I think that's why so many of us who believe ourselves to be saved are in truth not really born again. And we're not born again because we never died. We never died, so there's no new life. Frankly, it's still my life, and I'm still looking for him to, you know, heal it, to make it well, to fix me up, to rehab me, to make it full and rich and substantial. But gang, Jesus is not in that business. He's in the business of new life. And for that, we must die to this one. Being conformed, that's in the text we're reading here. Being conformed means literally to bring to the same form with some other person. The Greek word means to give outward expression of one's inner intrinsic nature. That's beautiful, isn't it? To give outward expression of one's inner intrinsic nature. Paul's desire was that he might so come to know the Lord, the power of his resurrected operative in his life, and a joint participation in that suffering, that he would be brought to the place where he could become both as his inner heart life and also his outward expression of the same, so he might become like his Lord. You see, for Paul, it was that living that conditioned his entire life. It made it the beautiful life that it was, a death to self, a denying of self for the blessing of others. You see, this is what Paul was striving for in his life and ministry. It speaks of nothing less than the most radical of conformity. Hudson Taylor said, "There is a needs be for us to give ourselves for the life of the world. Fruit bearing involves cross bearing," he said. "Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone." "We know the Lord Jesus became fruitful," Hudson said, "not by the bearing his cross only, but by dying on it. Do we know how much fellowship with him in this? They're not two Christs. You know, an easygoing Christ for easygoing Christians and a suffering, toiling Christ for an exceptional believer. There's only one Christ. Are we willing to abide in him and so to bear that fruit?"
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.